What if you're told that you're an abrasive leader? How do you become less abrasive over time? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And in today's Leader Feeder, this is part two of a series. In the first one, I dealt with abrasive people that you interact with. But what happens when you're the abrasive leader yourself? So usually it's going to come to your attention because either your manager or the HR team is going to let you know that people have been complaining about your abrasiveness and the way that you're dealing with people. And at first, you're going to get a little defensive probably because you think that other people are just being overly sensitive when all you really wanted to do is to get the work done. But what if there's something to this abrasiveness? And that's something that you might need to deal with. So let's assume for a moment that there is the basis of truth in the fact that you're a bit more abrasive than you need to be. And I want to let you know that you as a leader can work on your triggers, the things that cause you to act abrasively, but also just to change the way that you deal with people to be more effective. It isn't going soft to have you be less abrasive. It's just becoming more constructive. And generally, by being more constructive, you're going to improve the relationships with people at work, and quite frankly, probably outside of work as well. So I've got a few tips for you if you're an abrasive leader. Number one is be prepared to explain yourself more fully. Abrasive people tend to be very short and abrupt in their communication strategies. I know because even under pressure, I can even get that way, and I'm not always as expressive as I should be. So being super efficient with your words might at first seem to be very good for productivity, but it's not great for relationships. So people can't read your mind to understand your thinking, and they really need you to explain things a bit more to them and perhaps be a little bit more tactful as well while you're doing that. Second thing is watch your tone. You know that communication is partly the words that you use, but a lot of it has to do with your tone and even with your body language. And I think if you're abrasive, there's a tendency for you to be very abrupt in your tone. You might be clipped or almost to the point where you're demeaning with the way that you say things. So if you could be more aware of that, you could learn to be more conversational and not accusational in your commentary. Because remember, your goal isn't so much to accuse people to make them feel bad, it's to get people to do the things that you want them to do in the way that you'd like them to do that. And you do that by being conversational, not by being punitive and negative towards them. And the third thing, which is a mindset shift for you, is going to be expressing gratitude. And expressing gratitude in general means that instead of being ticked off, which often if you're abrasive, you get ticked off easily, if you're in gratitude mode, it means that you're thinking of all the good things that are going on in the workplace. Even if it's not quite up to your standards of expectation, you know that generally what you're trying to do is move people forward, and you should be celebrating those gains as people are making improvements. So why not begin in gratitude? Be thankful for the things that people do, for the improvements that they make. You'll find that that will yield great results in your work life, but also in your personal life. Now, when you're seen as being less abrasive, you're going to see how much it impacts positively the work relationships you have with others. That could even affect your colleagues, your relationship with your manager, and definitely the relationship with your team members. You might also decide that you want to work on some of your other leadership aspects, and of course, that's what we're here for. We do leadership training in a very practical way for people in manufacturing operations so that they can become more effective with their people and generate really awesome business results. Now, these days, we're adapting by delivering training using our virtual training studio remotely to small groups of people in different places so that they can remain their social distancing. We're also doing it live in person, again, using a slightly different method. And of course, we have lots of on-demand tools. And you can access all of those or start a conversation with us at uniquedevelopment.com or connect with us on one of the social media platforms. I look forward to helping you even more on your leadership journey.